The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us on Between the Lines on Long Island News Radio 103.9 FM. I'm your host, Jennifer Harrison, the founder of Victims' Rights NY, and I decided to do this show because, like you, never in a million years did I think that this would happen to me. And then it did. Someone I loved very dearly was murdered. And with the agenda of the current New York State Legislature and the governor, it is only a matter of time that the entire state is victimized, with you asking yourself how this happened to your family or your business. While the mainstream media refuses to tell you the truth about the damage a lot of proposed reforms will cause, we are here to read between the legislative lines, mainly focusing on criminal justice issues, and tell you what you need to know, how they will affect your day-to-day life, so that you can participate in your government by taking action and voicing your opposition or approval. Tonight, we are honored to have our congressman and candidate for New York State Governor, Lee Zeldin, New York State Senator Anthony Palumbo, and the Executive Director of Long Island, New York Metro Area Parents of Murdered Victims and Other Survivors Outreach, Barbara Connolly. We have a lot to discuss tonight, so let's get started by welcoming Congressman Lee Zeldin. Hello, Congressman.
Hey, Jennifer. It's great to be with you tonight.
Thank you. And as Sid Rosenberg likes to call you, the Pride of Shirley.
Yes. That's, a funny backstory, because when they first had me on, right before they brought me on air, Bernie and Sid were talking about how they were being critical of Shirley Mastic Beach, where we grew up. And then they go right to me to bring me on. And they're like, by the way, where are you from? This is like moments after they were just done criticizing the Shirley Mastic Beach community. I said, I'm from the Shirley Mastic Beach community. So they felt bad there for a few minutes. I didn't let them off the hook, but now every time I go on air with them, they say the Pride of Shirley, Long Island. The backstory, though, is their criticism of our hometown the very first time I came on.
And as you mentioned, you know, you and I grew up in the same town. We went to the same high school, which is a great school, and it is a great community, no matter how many times people try to bash it. But let's face it, it's not the most desirable place in the world to live. And I don't think a lot of people know that you have never forgotten where you come from, that you still live in that area, and that your daughters attend the same high school even, which I think is amazing and says a lot about who you are and your character. What made you to decide to stay in that area?
I think it's very important to never forget where you came from, no matter what you're doing in life. I mean, you just brought us on air here playing New York State of Mind by Billy Joel. I mean, all the songs he sang about Long Island, about New York, he never forgot where he came from in music. It certainly applies to politics. It applies to other things in life. And there have been other graduates of the Shirley Mastic community who went on to do other things but didn't forget where they come from, some of them helping out with generous scholarships and because they were successful in life, but they want to give back. You know, one of the things I loved about growing up in the Shirley Mastic Beach community, in the William Floyd community, is that you're surrounded by people where everyone was working hard to make ends meet. Nobody was just handed success in life. You had to work for it. Most of the class qualified for free and reduced lunch. It makes you appreciate the fight, the success, the path. It makes you work hard, have the right ethic, have the right attitude and character. And I'm thrilled that my daughters are having that same upbringing now, because they know, as they look around at those who they are in class with, that you're not going to just be handed success. You have to fight for it. You have to earn it.
That is so important, and I am total agreement. Congressman, so many crazy laws and reforms have been passed lately. I just learned today that elder parole was actually stepped up and became a step closer to probably being passed by becoming known as a same as bill, which means that it is the same as in the Senate and the Assembly. So, you know, elder parole, bail reform, less is more, which many people do not know was actually written by a convicted murderer and gang member. But is there one specific issue that made you say enough is enough and I'm running for governor to change this?
It really was the breaking point that we saw New Yorkers hitting, the population loss and the understanding of why that is. The frustration with knowing how easy it is to turn things around, but the obvious reality that it's not going to happen with those who are in charge right now. You're talking about on the public safety front. I unapologetically support law enforcement. I was raised in a law enforcement household. I back the blue. I'm grateful for our men and women who selflessly serve as law enforcement, as firefighters, EMTs, other first responders. I adore and respect, I admire what they give back of their time and their energy, and sometimes at great risk, but they do it anyway, and they don't do it just for family and friends, they do it for strangers too. We need to repeal cashless bail in the state. We should reverse that less is more bill that you mentioned of. We shouldn't be closing state prisons based on political calculation. The prison population should be set on whether or not people are committing crimes because they owe a debt to society. That's how a prison population is set. It's not done based on political calculation. I want to pass a law enforcement bill of rights in Albany and recognize their inherent right of self-defense and make sure they have the tools and resources they need to do their job safely and effectively. The Manhattan District Attorney should be removed by the governor for his refusal to enforce all sorts of laws across the board and to reduce a bunch of others like armed robbery to petty larceny. So there's a lot more to do. The solutions are right in front of us. We know how to turn this around, and we know how to address that breaking point to stop this population loss, but it is not going to happen with the people who are there right now. We have to change who we're sending to Albany running the show right now in the executive branch with the governor and a Democratic supermajority in the Assembly and Senate with outsized power of self-described socialists.
Again, total agreement. We have discussed, you and I, a lot, and you've sat down with victims of, you know, of all walks of life to discuss our victims' rights reform agenda. Is there anything on that kind of wish list victims have that you think you can implement or that you would like to see enacted under your tenure if elected as governor?
Oh, big time. I mean, it's really a whole pendulum swing that's necessary where we are focusing so much more on the victim and the victim's family. But when a parole board is deciding to let out a cop killer, a murderer, there should be more of a say of the victim's families who have strong opinions. That should not just be heard, but also factored into that decision. It shouldn't be discounted the way that it is right now. It's just rejected and ignored under the current system way too much. That needs to be turned around. So there's a lot that needs to get done where victims, law-abiding citizens, the police, judges, they all feel like the handcuffs are going on criminals instead of all of them, that the streets belong to all of them instead of the criminals. It's a big-time pendulum swing that's necessary, and we have a great opportunity to do that November 8th.
Hopefully we do. Hopefully people are listening. Congressman Kathy Hochul, who a lot of us actually call Kathy Cuomo, introduced her budget yesterday. And do you know if that budget addresses any of the mental health crisis that is a driving factor behind a lot of the violent crime we're seeing?
There's so much that was left out, so much with regards to crime. A lot of what we're talking about right now just not addressed at all inside of that executive budget. It's a $216 billion budget. When you spend $216 billion, then you can have a whole lot of press releases and newspaper stories about spending money for this and spending money for that. Yeah, because it's $216 billion, which is an insane amount of money for New York in 2022 going into this budget to be considering. It's, you know, this isn't 2035, 2040 And then you have inflation, and maybe there's more spending in the state, and you end up at a $216 billion budget sometime very, very far into the future. They're talking about that right now, and they're doing with a straight face, and there's a possibility this state legislature increases it to even more. So when you're trying to deal with this, it's not just about throwing money at part of the problem and then saying your work is done. It is a small Band-Aid over a gaping flesh wound that is not going to work. There's so much more needs to get done, laws that need to get changed, a culture that needs to be reversed. And, many people, and you said a lot of people are talking about Kathy Hochul as Kathy Cuomo. I've heard a lot of people referring to Kathy Hochul as Andrew Cuomo 2.0 and complaining that the sequel is worse than the original. And that's coming from people who are really critical of the original with Andrew Cuomo. I'm thrilled that he is not the governor anymore. He very much overstayed his welcome. He was going to get tossed out of office either by the legislature or by the people, but there was no way he was getting reelected one way or the other. Unfortunately, the replacement is causing a lot of damage.
Congressman, thank you so much for joining us tonight, and I look forward to having you on again.
Take care, Jennifer. River line. I'm in a New York state of mind.